This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
3 o'clock hour, and yes, football tonight. NFL football tonight. I mean, let me give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. This is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. You can hear Game Day Uncensored this Sunday, beginning at 9 a.m. with Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solana and Omar Kelly and a cast of thousands as they get you ready for Miami and Indianapolis, kicking off at 1 p.m. We've talked several times about power rankings, where the Miami Dolphins are in power rankings. I'll tell you, and I won't give you the entire readout, but here are some national publications and where they have the Dolphins ranked in their power rankings heading into the season. SI has the Dolphins at number 28. Pro Football Talk has the Dolphins at 29. That's the one we had talked about earlier in the week. CBS Sports has the Dolphins at 25. These are high 20s. Doesn't make sense to me, but regardless. Hard Rock Bet, by the way, just tweeted out the most bet under for team total victories for the season is the Miami Dolphins at their sports book right now. The most bet under is the Dolphins season victories. NFL.com has the Dolphins ranked 24 in the league. The Ringer has the Dolphins ranked 27th in the league. USA Today has the Dolphins ranked 28th. Sporting News has the Dolphins ranked 27. ESPN has the Dolphins ranked 22. And the only publication that has the Dolphins out of the 20s and into the teens, The Athletic, has the Dolphins ranked at 19th in their preseason power rankings. What they write, The Athletic, is Tyreek Hill told reporters in Miami that he didn't understand the Dolphins' offense during his first 3 years with the team, seasons in which he totaled 4,468 receiving yards. Who knows how good he might be now that he's taking notes in meetings for the first time in his career. Running back Devon Achane is expected to be ready. If he's not, Ollie Gordon has looked good. The Athletic has the Dolphins coming in at 19, which to me is a more appropriate ranking than 25 to 29, which seems to be the preponderance of NFL national publications. So very quizzical to me just how these Dolphins are viewed nationally, because I don't view it that way at all. I mean at all. All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
Hey, Hawk, since you're reading out some Dolphin stuff there, I thought this was interesting. I'm sure you saw it. Andy Slater tweeted this out. If you're a Miami Dolphins and Tua believer, which you are, here's an NFL prop for you from the Hard Rock Bet app. $100 on Tua and the Dolphins winning the Super Bowl and Tua winning MVP would pay $100 on that, would pay $50,000. The odds are plus 50,000.
Doesn't seem like enough to me.
Right.
It just doesn't. In all honesty, the way, I just read you what the NFL power rankings are. So for me, I'd need longer odds than that to buy into that particular bet. I love the parlay. I like taking a flyer on it, but for $100, I feel like I should win several hundred thousand on that.
At least 100,000, right? Like to win MVP and to win a Super Bowl, I like what they're doing there, and I imagine a lot of Dolphins fans will bet it, right? You just take a flyer on something random.
Is it to win MVP or Super Bowl MVP?
No, to win regular season MVP. Miami Dolphins to win the Super Bowl, and Tua Tagovailoa to win regular season MVP plus 50,000 on the Dolphins team specials.
Not enough for me.
Yeah. Might take a flyer, though.
All right.
Never know. Maybe Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud, Justin Herbert, all go down with injury. I mean, you never know.
Well, again, I'm not so you're telling me CJ Stroud is head and shoulders better than Tua?
No, I don't think he's head and shoulders better than Tua, but he's had a better season than Tua has ever had, I think.
2023 Tua? Against CJ Stroud's rookie of the year campaign season?
Yeah. Maybe not. But most people would take CJ Stroud over Tua Tagovailoa in a heartbeat.
Correct. I just think it's I think it's misplaced.
I hear you. So you're taking a flyer on it?
Not enough for me.
Okay. All right. Just revisiting some Miami Dolphins notes. Again, we're going to get your injury report in probably about an hour or 2 hours. But a couple practice notes. Dee Eskridge still in the non-contact jersey. And Darren Waller, we know now, is dealing with a hip injury. Not spotted in the early portion of practice today for the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, Crowder, I can tell already your microphone is going to be so loud. Everybody cover your ears. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, why does this mic do that where it's like blisteringly loud sometimes?
Where are you? New York.
Mm.
Standard definition.
No, you're fine. You're fine. It's your mic does it randomly. I don't know why.
Okay, there we go.
I just have to connect it, huh?
You had to connect the microphone.
Yeah.
Now it's not connected.
I can tell you who I did. I couldn't tell you who I did yesterday. Today we did Taylor Townsend. Ostapinka got into it. Yeah, we just shot with her. So
you can't tell us who you taped with yesterday still?
No, I signed an NDA and I didn't read it. So I'm just
scared. At some point it's got to come out though, right?
After it comes out, then we'll talk about it. But yeah, I'm terrified. It was like a 14-page NDA, and I read like two paragraphs, and I'm like, this is too much for me. You know, I have CTE. It's over.
Just sign anything nowadays. Literally, I'll just sign anything. Give me a paper,
It's so silly. Like they give you, it's like when you're signing up for something online or whatever. Like there's a million things. Like, so if I don't click accept, I don't get to view what I'm trying to view or whatever. Like, all nonsense.
Yeah. And now you have to, like, it just has the box and it says, do you want to read it? No, I don't want to read it. Just, can I just please pay for this plane ticket? Right. Leave me alone. Yeah.
RFK's got to fix all this.
Maybe. Not probably.
No, because this is all caused by vaccines. Open your eyes, man. It's all caused by vaccines.
What to say? He talked about health and he can't even speak.
Right? I mean, literally the least healthy looking and sounding guy you've ever seen. We need to be healthier. How about you start by gargling?
Drink some chamomile. Do something. You got your whey protein, Solana?
Yeah. This is protein coffee, actually.
Okay, yeah. Well, sounds good. Yeah. Whey. Yep. Protein.
Thank you
whey
for asking.
Coffee.
Couple notes. So Anthony Weaver, Dolphins defensive coordinator, spoke today. This I found this fascinating. Tyler Warren, he's the Colts tight end, a very popular fantasy football pick this year. Like somebody guys take late in rounds and they think he could end up being like a legitimate great tight end this season.
Who was the guy that Crowder was all over that one year?
Oh man,
Austin Eckler.
It was a Colts tight end, but it wasn't Eckler.
Who was it?
Oh man,
you remember,
bro?
Like that for the entire
Jamie Eisenberg is always talking about. Yeah,
they wrote. I'm talking about, I took him in like the third round of the draft, and everybody roasted me for it. And this dude had 8 catches all season. I forget his
Who
name.
Who was that? Why can't I think of that?
It was my Julian Hill to Solana.
Yo, Julian Hill wishes he had a season like that.
Not Jack Doyle, is it?
If you say his name,
Kobe Fleener
was supposed to go crazy that year.
Kobe Fleener. We need to get rid of the Kobe Fleener vaccine.
Just text Jamie Eisenberg a picture of Kobe Fleener.
Kobe Fleener and push it deep.
I was ready for Kobe to ball.
Well, you know, it looks like Anthony Weaver feels the same about Tyler Warren. He called them, quote, Gronkish earlier today.
That's a boy from Penn State?
Yeah.
He can play ball now. I don't know if you want to put him on Gronk's level just
right,
yet.
That's kind of a high barometer.
Yeah, but he can, yeah. That boy from Penn State can play football.
So Dolphins, Colts, Sunday, 1 p.m. Figure out how you're going to watch it. That's on you at this point. Everybody figure it out. Or CBS.
I just say TV, probably. I'll probably watch on TV.
It's so cutesy nowadays. Who knows where you watch it? It's crazy.
We got to deal with YouTube TV on the pivot. So that's all I push now is YouTube TV.
You have YouTube TV?
I don't know. But I'm going to get that check per episode. So, right. Yeah.
Well, did the contract include free YouTube TV subscriptions? Because, hey, Crowder, you help your guy out over here.
I don't know. I probably should make a call, but I don't know who to call.
Tonight, the game is on NBC. Eagles, Cowboys at the Link in Philadelphia, 8:20 p.m. kickoff.
8.5 point spread right now on Hard Rock. Eagles, 8.5.
We got it at 8. I put it in yesterday. We got it at 8.
I don't like it, man. I'm telling you, I'm leaning Cowboys. I'm going to have a tough time pulling the trigger on them, but I just think this is one of those suckers bets. Like there's no chance that the Cowboys should be able to hang with the Eagles. There's no chance. And that's what always ends up costing me, when there's no chance that this could happen.
You talking about Cowboys money line or with the points?
I'm talking about with the points.
Oh, okay. Because
I don't think the Cowboys are going to win. I just think 8.5 is a lot.
I got it at 8 and I put it in. And I put in 8 in the over parlayed and got a good number. I got to look and see. Well, I can't even look at it now because I'm in New York and –
I like the over. The over-under's at 48 right now. Seems low, doesn't it?
That's what I thought. I think I got it at 47.5 a couple days ago.
And then tomorrow.
What state are you in? Location finder. I hate this.
Tomorrow, I refuse to download any of the other apps because you can't use them in Florida, and I just feel like I'm cheating on the Hard Rock, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I wait for Hard Rock. I'll wait.
All I do is play Hard Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Somebody texts in, you're making fun of a health condition?
No. Well, okay. I guess I am.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He's got a faulty voice.
Y'all make fun of my IBS all the time. I don't feel bad for an old boy.
Certain health conditions are very ripe to make fun of. Listen, I'm going to have gout one day. My dad had gout. My brother has gout. I'm going to get gout. Gout, while very painful, it's a funny punchline. I'll make fun of gout all day long. And I'll make fun of the guy who sounds like this, telling me how unhealthy everyone else is.
You made fun of Bane.
RFK sounds like Bane.
Oh, mRNA vaccine.
He needs a Bane mask.
All right, so there were a couple of Goodell notes that I didn't get to yesterday. I'll just run them by you guys very quickly here. The NFL's international slate looks like the NFL's commish, Goodell, is pushing for like a 16-game international slate every season. Right now, 7 games. This season, it's a record. 7 games will be played outside the United States. We know there's one in Sao Paulo coming up. Obviously, the Dolphins will play in Madrid, España, this year.
España.
But it's looking like the NFL's really pushing to expand that by more than double.
Genius.
Yeah, why not?
I was about to say, I'm not a fan of Roger Goodell, but the more eyes, the more countries you get on the NFL, what if you go over there and get another 20,000 fans? That's money. It's genius.
It's all any business wants to be an international behemoth after they're a national behemoth. So,
yeah. If we can steal a quarter of soccer fans or football, whatever the hell y'all call it, that's millions of people.
By the way, earlier I told Solani, remember, he was bellyaching about all the commercials on Red Zone Channel. There will be 4 15-second commercials over the course of 7 hours, and it will be split screen. You will never lose the Red Zone Channel feed, but there will be 4 15-second commercials over the course of 7 hours. So all the belly aching about how I can't watch and blah, blah, blah. 4 15-second commercials in 7 hours.
That's a minute. Well, my quick math, a minute of 7 hours.
We do 7 hours worth of commercials every minute on this show.
But here's the problem, guys. I mean, then where does it stop, right? First, it's these 4 15-second ads. Then what? Then it's next season, 8 15-second ads. And before you know it, I mean, Hansen doesn't even have time to talk. It's just Burger King commercials nonstop. Whopper, Whopper, Whopper Jr. Every single second of the broadcast. It's just one long commercial. I'm telling you right now, you're going to remember this.
Somebody texts in, I didn't know sports talk was political.
What did I say that was political? I'm just saying I sound like I've got something caught in my throat.
Tune out. You don't like my RFK impersonation? Tune out.
Silly.
You can make fun of everything. And that guy can go to hell.
As soon as we make fun of, we make fun of
you.
Everybody.
Make fun of anybody. Bill Belichick has been made fun of on this show for weeks. And but you can't make fun of RFK, my hero. So tune out. Go listen to someone else who won't make fun of RFK. I don't give a bleep. Snowflake.
I'm so upset. I have to text in. Because I don't want to hear this.
No, there's a real easy way not to hear it. Change the radio station. Bye. Snowflake. Snowing in Florida. I can give you the guy's number.
You were born in the darkness. He just lives there. I don't know.
That's our guy. Our guy is Bane. The guy in charge of health in this country is Bane. Oh.
And the 18-game NFL regular season we all thought was inevitable apparently isn't. The interim executive director of the NFLPA, he told the AP that there's been no conversations with him about expanding the regular season to 18 games.
Lie.
Yeah, I mean, it's negotiating. They'll figure it out. Trust me, if there's more money for everyone, it's fine. If there's no more money, no one's going to do it.
Lie. Cap. That's what they call it now. We talked about it yesterday. Yeah, that's cap.
No Marlins game tonight. Gentlemen, they're back at it tomorrow. There's a U.S. Open going on. I'll force feed that down Hawk's throat in about 2 hours.
Mm. I'm going tonight.
Oh,
what?
So jealous, man.
I'm going to the U.S. Open tonight. Asia's flying up. You. She's in the air right now, and I'm going to the U.S. Open tonight.
What, are you going to Arthur Ashe, like center court?
I'm going to the actual, and I thought I'd get lower bowl tickets, but my money's not lower bowl money, so we're going to be in the second, third.
Oh, yeah. I thought you might be in a suite or something.
No, bro. Lower bowl of the U.S. Open right now is $4,400 for the cheapest seat.
Bro, stupid expensive. I wanted to go when I was up there, and I just wanted, like, they have just like a field pass. You can go and you don't get access to Arthur Ashe, which is like the stadium, but you can go and you walk around, you watch the other matches. It's like $400 just to kind of
you
be
see what
there.
The prices are for food. Have you seen any of the concessions?
Don't tell me, because Asia's going to get hungry tonight and I'm not going to like what happens.
They have, check out Darren Ravel on Twitter. They have caviar topped chicken tenders, and the only reason that they call them caviar, and they are topped with a little bit of caviar, but they're $100. The chicken tenders at the U.S. Open are $100.
Hawk, lower bowl 4,000 plus, second level 1,000 plus, nosebleeds. We're in New Jersey now. We're out of the state. $422, which are back on the wall, nosebleed. I didn't know the U.S. Open was this expensive.
But who is it tonight? Is it Borg and McEnroe?
No, I think I think tonight it's Steffi Graf and Pete Sampras, Hawk.
All right.
I don't think they play anymore, Hawk. I just
are
I don't
you sure.
I don't know.
Hey, Crowder.
I am a Borg.
Crowder, you have to try a honey deuce. Get the honey deuce.
Witty had one the other night. Witty was there the other night. That's the that you know how they have like at the Kentucky Derby, it's the mint julep, and yeah. at what's at the Masters? They have isn't there a drink in addition to the pimento cheese sandwich? I can't remember, but
honey deuce is alcohol.
Honey that, deuce. Yeah. But that's their like signature drink. But that's like $40.
Yeah. No, it's expensive as hell. It's Grey Goose vodka. It's their sponsor. And then it's like lemonade and some sort of like raspberry liqueur. But it's supposed to be fire.
But that's their thing. Like you can't go to the U.S. Open and not have one.
Raspberry lemonade and vodka, $40?
Raspberry.
Man, come on, fellas. I can make that at the house.
You're going to the U.S. Open. You got to have one. What's it called?
Do I have to dress up? No. Do I have to wear nice clothes?
Yeah. No.
Are you sitting in the Royals box?
I'm on the second level because I couldn't afford them $4,000 seats. I'll tell you that much.
Look presentable. You know, like shower, please. Wash.
So I got to.
You don't.
So no, I have to wash?
You can wear what you're wearing right now.
No.
Just a sweatshirt. Sweatshirt, sweatpants.
Second deck. What are you talking about?
Hawk, this is the U.S. This is a slam. This is a grand slam. Show a little class. All right.
You're not going to the Lincoln Theater? What do you think? He's going to see the Radio City Music Hall with the Rockettes?
Well, you're not going to the Orange Bowl, the Swamp, where you can dress like a hillbilly. No. You gotta look presentable at a grand slam.
Solana. So Crocs are being worn. Yeah, what do I need to wear on the top? I'm wearing Crocs. That's all I have. Tennis. I have Crocs.
Probably won't even let you in.
I'm going to smack their mouth because I paid $892 for these tickets.
Well, how could you not get tickets? You have so many connections.
I have tickets tomorrow.
I guarantee you Ryan Clark could have gotten tickets from someone.
Nah, I'm not
probably
Ryan.
Not. Probably not.
No. Hawk, to your point, I reached out. I texted a bunch of people and told them I'm in New York. My wife's coming up. We're going to go to the U.S. Open. They were like, those tickets are like gold.
Maybe for the earlier rounds, you could have. And for sure, you could have got like a press credential 100%. But then you don't have a seat. Tonight, and here's why it's so expensive. Tonight, you have two women's semifinals. There's two Americans playing in each one. Or I'm sorry, one American playing in each one. And you have Sabalenka, the world's number one women's tennis player, going up against Pegula, who's an American. And then Naomi Osaka, who everybody is just enamored with right now, making her comeback after giving birth a couple years ago. This is her first major semi or slam semi since 2021. And she's playing like the hottest tennis player. I don't mean attractively. I'm talking about in terms of American tennis in women's game. Anisimova. Bro, she took out Swiatek yesterday. We talked about it. In straight sets, she dominated her. So
when's Roddick play?
Hawk, I don't think you've kept up.
Roddick.
Tracy Austin on this
No.
Actually, what is Arthur Ashe plays tomorrow morning?
Your ticket says Arthur Ashe, right? But imagine you're surprised.
I'll pay $4,000 to watch Arthur Ashe play.
All right, anything else? Because DBJ is going to join us in the next segment.
Yeah, just your weather. And if you want to get into tennis, Hawk, Roddick hosts a podcast now. He's fantastic. My favorite podcast, Served, with Andy Roddick. Fantastic.
I don't.
I'm fine.
Your weather, it's 88 degrees. Tonight,
you think I wanted to talk tennis after the only three names I could mention were Bjorn Borg, John McEnroe, and Andy Roddick?
I mean, this is the show I want to be doing. Let's break down the women's semifinal of the U.S.
Open. I'll talk 70s and 80s tennis players all day long. I'll give you an Ely Nastasi and a Roscoe Tanner.
That's fine.
Taylor Townsend.
How about a Vitas Gerulaitis? We'll call it a day.
Taylor Townsend, Naomi Osaka, Coco Gauff. My three favorite tennis players.
You notice a trend there.
They're under 5'9"?
Short. Yes. that's your weather.
What about that girl from Boca? Turned out to be like a party girl.
Anna Kournikova?
No.
Russian. And she's a porn model.
I mean, years ago.
That was from Boca. A Boca party girl.
Yeah.
Cavendish.
Someone texted in.
Chris Everett?
Someone texted in. No.
Chris Everett.
Sloane Stephens?
No, why can't I think of her name? I'll tell you. I'll come up with it. Someone will text me. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us in the next segment. We can talk some Canes. We got to give him some lines for Saturday night's game.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
I mean, it sounds good even on Thursday. The win was on Sunday. Don Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he joins us on Thursdays. So DBJ, obviously the radio analyst for Miami Hurricanes football. By the way, a zillion people texted in. Jennifer Capriati is who I was thinking of, the party girl from the world of tennis. Jennifer Capriati, thank you to everyone who texted in. DBJ, the great radio analyst for the Hurricanes football games here on 104.3 WQAM. This Saturday night, 7 p.m., you can hear Canes and Bethune-Cookman right here. Canes will look to go 2-0 on the season. So, DBJ, we'll give you some new lines, but let's talk about the Notre Dame game for a second here. They tie the game late in the fourth quarter. Canes ultimately end up with the upset. They had looked good the entire game. They had that little hiccup there in the fourth quarter. What a great way to start the season, no?
Can't get any better than that. I mean, it made me want to go out and eat some meatballs, man.
Big fat meatballs?
No. Hey, as long as they're made out of turkey. You know what? I would tell you it was better than advertised. And I don't think I hope, let me say this, I hope Hurricane fans realize how far this team has come over the last 3 years. I mean, it was 3 years ago about this time. You're asking me, how does Miami lose to Middle Tennessee State University at all? And now you're beating Notre Dame, who's was in a national championship game last year, and they didn't have the lead in the ball game. I mean, Miami controlled the game. I mean, was it as pretty as anybody wanted? No, but it was the same type of dynamic that you saw Ohio State and Texas and Clemson and LSU. I mean, it's the same type of game. It was a heavyweight fight. Everybody's using that analogy, and I think it was a fantastic win. And you know, Coach Cristobal said something in the post game about he made a promise to Reuben Bain and Denez Cooper and to those kids that came in that if they would come and they would trust what he's going to do, this is where they're going to be. And guess what? I mean, he kept his promise. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, that they're going to win a national championship, and that doesn't mean that the season isn't going to have challenges. But the distance they have come under his watch, in my opinion, is nothing short of outstanding.
DBJ, you look better than Jennifer Capriati. I'll tell you that much.
Thank you, bro.
But no, DBJ, I know, and this is what you like to do. This is where you played. The biggest surprise Sunday night was the lines of scrimmages. Is that what we were expecting? We talked about it before. Mario's an O-line guy. You're an O-line guy. They were moving them offensively and defensively in the trenches. I know it's not a sexy conversation, but I think that's what won the game.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think Miami's D-line was better than Notre Dame thought it would be, and they produced. I mean, really, when the game was on the line, your two defensive linemen saved the day, right? There's no question. Number three and number four made it happen. And then offensively, on the offensive line, you know, one sack, unfortunately, but Miami had three sacks. They had one, and Miami ran the football. I mean, they won time of possession and dominated it really in the first half, and I think that had a lot to do with it. But you're right. It was a trench game, and that's that. If you're Notre Dame, historically, forever and ever and ever, they've been the line of scrimmage team. Well, Miami beat them at their own game. Now, I will tell you that having watched the tape, which you see differently than you watch TV, the group that I think had as big an impact as the line of scrimmage that no one will ever talk about is the Miami wide receivers. And I'm not talking about the catch, and I'm not talking about Malachi. I have never, and this never's a long time for me, I have never seen in a football game a core of wide receivers consistently for 60 minutes block the way this group blocked. I mean, they de-cleated guys. They tormented them. They went after them every single way. And you, on the TV copy, a lot of the times you don't see it. And I really didn't pick up on it when I was at the game because I got to watch the ball. But when you watch the tape or you go back and watch the game, you watch these receivers and they tormented. And I think they damn near broke them, Notre Dame secondary, with how hard they blocked. And you think about it, Channing, when is the last time ever at any point would anybody ever say the wide receivers had the best day they've ever had blocking? I think it was just an entire team effort. And how it was summarized to me was Miami went into that football game with one of the goals that they wanted to have was how well do the people play that don't have the ball? And that specifically was probably directed to the receivers. So those guys, when they didn't have the ball, they played out of their mind. And it's not comfortable for them to be like that, but it looked comfortable on Sunday night.
Man, it was fun to watch. You did a phenomenal job, DBJ. We played both calls that you did. Big Fat Meatballs was excellent. And Bain was excellent. I mean, you were on top of your game one, just like the Hurricanes, DBJ.
Well, thank you very much. You know, it's a big time game, bro. It's Miami Notre Dame. What else? But what's better than that? Well, actually, all the 20th. Right.
Don't turn Bethune Cookman into some sort of trap game or overlook or whatever. We still need
USF
a good performance.
Is the trap game. USF is the trap game.
I know. I'm so nervous about that game, man.
I'm saying it because I've heard you talk about it for a week. That's why I said that.
That one is textbook trap game written all over it, man. Here's some lines for you for this Saturday night. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. Have you ever heard of the rapper Ski-Lo?
No.
All right. I bet you know this song, though. Go ahead. Fire this off.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her.
Well, that's an easy one. I like that one, man. Yeah, good job. Good, one. Good job.
Anytime there's an undersized guy out there, I'm imagining Bethune-Cookman's got some undersized players out there. I mean, we would face it when we were facing Big Ten corn-fed teams. We were the undersized team. So
yeah,
drop that out.
I like that one.
Can you dance the electric slide?
Bro, I invented it.
If they fire up the electric slide at a party you're at, will you do it? Can you get in there?
I'll be the first one out. Well, actually, I'll be the second one out there. My wife will be dragging me right behind her. She's 100% slider.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. Here it is. Give them the line.
You got to know.
You gotta know it. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. You can't hold it. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
If I get that out without screwing it up, it'll be a miracle.
I'm going to call Joe Z because I want him to be the boogie, woogie, woogie guy.
I do too. Let's get Joe Z to boogie, woogie. Now, look, I've seen Joe Z out there too. Joe Z can electric slide.
Really? In his khakis?
Well,
because sometimes the khakis don't have enough give to electric slide well.
It's a boogie woogie.
He's got some woogie in him. Come on.
All right. I want like Joe Z and maybe even Victor. And I think it would be fun if there was a boogie woogie woogie from the entire, you know, booth up there. That would be fun. You ever seen the movie Rush Hour, Chris Tucker?
Yes. Yep.
All right. Here's a line from Rush Hour.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
That's going right after an official calls a flag on us. That's it.
I was thinking that spot. You say something that, you know, that Joe doesn't understand. And he like, you know, pauses a beat and then you just look at him and go, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Like, put Joe on the spot.
No, DBJ, go real. DBJ, go real deep football. Go like, oh, the three technique was backside, and we should have slid the front. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Channing, that's how it's going to get done, buddy.
Right. Reel them in like a fish. We'll give you one more. This is Gloria Estefan and Miami Sound Machine.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Feel the rhythm of the music getting stronger. Don't you fight it till you try to do that conga beat.
Come on, shake your body, baby. Do the conga. I know you can't control yourself any longer. Feel the rhythm of the music getting stronger. Don't you fight it till you tried it? Do the conga? Is that right?
That's never happening, first of all. Okay. And my suggestion is very logical. I think Victor should be in charge of that one. That's Victor Bermudez.
Can I hear that again, though, Jimmy? Because I feel like the last line there isn't written right, but maybe I'm just not thinking it right.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Feel the rhythm of the music getting stronger. Don't you fight it till you try to do that conga beat.
Oh, don't you fight it till you tried it. I was reading it wrong. Yeah, don't you fight it till you tried it. Yeah, I think you could do the first two lines. Come on, baby.
I can get
come
one
on,
or,
shake
one
your
or
body, baby.
Lines,
do the conga. I know you can't control yourself any longer.
I'll get that in for sure. Now, well, I want to make sure, what was the last one from last week? It was the, I've never tried this, but what was the last one? I wanted to work that in so bad, it just didn't fit anywhere.
This one time at Bang Camp.
Yes, it was one time at band camp. Yes.
Yeah, you got to like draw it out though. This one time at band camp. And then
this
just let
one
it sit
time
there.
At band camp. There you go. We can get that. Yeah. I'm getting that one
and
in.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, perfect. All right, so now you got five good ones, all right?
All right. No problem.
All right. We'll be listening to you remember, Saturday night. Thank you, DBJ.
Thank you guys. Enjoy your day. See you later.
7 p.m. Saturday night. It's Canes and Bethune-Cookman here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., Josh Darrow on the call. Executive produced by Victor Bermudez. And pregame starts at 3 p.m. on Saturday. So you can start the pregame with Brian Monroe and Danny Rabinowitz at 3 p.m.
Sir. So conga and longer, is that does that rhyme?
No.
Conga, longa, that rhymes.
Right, but longa is not a word. I mean, I could rhyme anything but if I can just make up a word.
It's how your ear receives it.
No, I understand that, but it doesn't rhyme.
Man, get
like
out of here.
Like awesome blossom. I understand how your ear receives it, but it doesn't rhyme.
That's what art's about.
Correct. But the definition of rhyming, conga and longer do not rhyme. They
you gotta flow. Say it like a, you're a English teacher.
They have a similar sound. They do not rhyme by any stretch of the use of the word. Conga and longer do not rhyme.
Because you have the heavy R.
It's longer. You asked me if conga and
you
longer
have a long, you
rhyme.
Have a heavy R.
Now, longa absolutely rhymes with conga.
But
what's
long
longa?
Is not a word. But you just, what? You,
there
you
go.
Write
that's
it out.
My
you
point.
Make it, you make it cool.
That's my point. I didn't say you don't make it cool. I'm just telling you by definition, awesome blossom doesn't rhyme. Lennon skin doesn't rhyme. Conga longer doesn't rhyme. Doesn't rhyme.
Your R is too heavy.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Shotgun snap, book. Looking to his right.
Got it. By now.
He's going to go all the way. He's at the 40, at the 30, near sideline, 20, 15, 10. Trajan Bandy takes it all the way home. It's a touchdown. Touchdown, Miami. 66 yards. They are going crazy at Horn Rock Stadium. Miami 26, Notre Dame nothing. It's a pick six.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.